Soldier's Heart was the name given to the post-war stress and trauma suffered by soldiers in the Civil War. It has been called PTSD, battle fatigue and shell shock after other wars. But Soldier's Heart is also the name of an organization based in the Capital District that works to help veterans recover from the emotional and mental scars from the battlefield. Tuesday on Midday Magazine, we heard from Harry Scott, a veteran who was helped by Soldier's Heart and now works for the organization. We also heard from the co-founders, Dr. Edward Tick and his wife, Kate Dahlstedt. Today, Dr. Ed Tick tells us more about the programs offered by Soldier's Heart.
Soldier's Heart provides intensive healing retreats, usually 4 days long, but sometimes shorter, sometimes longer. We also give trainings all over the country to military families, to communities working to develop veteran sensitivity in their community. We work closely with the military. I and our staff have trained literally thousands of people. I was the military's subject matter expert trainer in post-traumatic stress disorder for 2012 for the entire U.S. Army. And since then, we've worked with special operations and the Air Force as well. So we've trained thousands of people within our military in our model. We lead healing and reconciliation journeys to Vietnam every year. And to date, we've led 15. Our next one is this coming December. And this is for everybody, not necessarily only veterans or their family members. So these are the basic services, but what's more important to say is why we're using these services. And what we have done is that we find, and many people have found this, this is the conclusion that the services for our veterans and military is not working is not new. The conclusion that PTSD is an epidemic problem in this culture from military trauma and civilian trauma is also not new. The challenge is, what can we really do to try to bring significant healing? And what we have found, studying warrior traditions of the world from ancient times to the present, traveling to Vietnam, where, by the way, there is no PTSD, and we should do a whole discussion on that. How is that possible? But there isn't. And we work closely with Native American cultures, with the Vietnamese. We use other models, the ancient Greek culture. We interact with other militaries from around the world. And what we find is that there is a warrior's journey home. It has been practiced for thousands of years. It has been mapped out in different cultures of other times and places. Some of the material is in the Bible. Some of the material is it comes from Native American cultures, from the Vietnamese who have no PTSD, as we said. We've studied all of these, and we find that there are universal conditions that warriors, veterans need to return successfully and to heal their invisible war wounds. And so we practice all of those. We bring all of those practices into meaningful contemporary terms. And in our retreats, our four-day retreats, we take people in a miniaturized version of the entire warrior's journey home to lay that framework down in their minds, in their psyches, in their hearts, so they can follow it themselves. We work on growing the warrior identity into a lifelong and positive and affirmative identity. People cannot just become civilians again. And most programs for treating PTSD try to basically regress people into becoming as functional civilians as they can. That doesn't work for warriors, for veterans. The phrase is once a warrior, always a warrior, and we want to help people stay on this elder warrior's journey, teach the lessons, teach the public what military service and war really take from us and what they demand from us, and get everybody, the entire nation, concerned about our military and veterans and working together to restore the journey home for warriors that has been around for thousands of years but is desperately missing from our culture.
Kate, now that women are becoming a greater part of the military and are getting closer to the battlefield and in the battlefield in some cases, how do you treat women who have these cases of PTSD? Would you treat a woman different than a man?
Well, yes. In fact, I'm glad you asked that because I specialize in working with women veterans as well as family members. And I do a biweekly teleconference support group for family members. And I just this past weekend came back from running a four-day retreat for women veterans. And yes, it's somewhat different, although I still use the same basic map that Ed was just talking about, the same concepts, but I do it differently. And women have different issues. Having been in the military, that's primarily a good old boys club, and what it's like to be a woman there is often disappointing and frustrating. And so those issues come up much more in the women's retreats, and so I focus on those kinds of things. And of course, military sexual trauma and harassment are rampant, and so those are the kinds of things that come up. So women oftentimes don't want to be in a retreat with men. They're not ready to do that because they've been so mistreated. However, when they do come to our co-ed retreats, we've done some marvelous reconciliation between the male veterans that are there and the women who have been mistreated, in that the men can apologize on behalf of their other troops and really make a difference for the women, just to have that from them, just to have somebody acknowledge the truth of their experience and to apologize.
Harry Scott, when you came back, were you reluctant to first admit you had a problem? In the movie American Sniper, Chris Kyle did the same thing. Nothing's wrong with me. I have no problem, sir. Were you like that?
Yes, entirely.
When did you finally say, enough is enough, I've got to do something?
It was about 5 to 6 years probably after I came back that I really just realized that I was... some things had dramatically changed, and I felt like I was just spinning. And that sense that it was just me, that I was going nuts, took me to very dark places. I have a wife, I have four great kids, and realizing the impact on others as well really drove me. I use that phrase, passion and purpose, and that's almost like a little mantra for me, because I really realized there is value in the experiences. There's values in lessons learned. And how would I open that up and bring that? So it was, that's really what it was for me, is reaching that dark place where you were going to make a decision one way or another. And I wanted to feel better, to find peace, to find productivity. And that, again, passion and purpose, does that resonate? That just, bounces around in my psyche, of just realizing, to how do you bring that value to bear and have a real impact in society. So that wasn't really just lost time, though you never get it back. It was experiences that make me, that have an impact and make me who I am.
And Ed Tick, I understand you'll be having a training session at Skidmore in the next few weeks.
Yes, we will have a training session at Skidmore College, July 14th through 17th. And this will be for anyone, veterans, clinicians, other helping professionals, family members who are interested in learning and studying our comprehensive, holistic, and spiritually based model for veteran care.
And more information can be found where? On the website?
Yes, on our website, which is soldiersheart.net, or our phone number is 518-274-0501. Fill it in, Harry.
We're pretty big on Facebook. If you look up Soldier's Heart on Facebook, there's a novel, I believe, by that name. It's not that one. All right, you'll recognize it clearly when you go, but our events are posted there, and I encourage you to connect. Feel free to reach out to me. Send us a message if there's something you need help with, if you'd like to have a speaker, if you'd like to host an event at your organization or a faith-based group or community events. I personally have had the opportunity to speak at SAGE, at Shen High School there in Clifton Park, as well as in other organizations. So, that's available. We're here to help. We'd love to have the opportunity to just share what this model. It's not a great mystery, really. It's real people that have had real experiences and now coming out and wanting to turn on the light so that others have see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not the train. It is actually hope and opportunity.
Harry Scott is a military veteran who now works with Soldier's Heart after being helped by the program. We also heard from the co-founders, Dr. Edward Tick and Kate Dahlstedt. Again, the website, soldiersheart.net.